Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Shopping in the Benz, I like you, I do. I hit you in a lane, can you fit me in your plans? I like you,
I. This is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Phoenix in the building.
Sound like you about to yawn, son. Sound like you about to yawn.
Well, I was halfway through it, but I was trying to fight it off.
Look, you got to bring the energy, because today we are doing pop culture.
Pop.
You did the pop. That was great. You did it on WTAP. That was great. But Jeremy, today is a day where we embrace this whole rating a woman or a man on different scales with different caveats. Today is a special pop culture. Today, we get into it. Now, we are doing this because we saw a TikTok where these girls were rating guys and they were like, he's a 10, but his breath stinks. And some girl would say he's a 6. You know, he's a 6, but he makes $250,000 a year. That made him a 10. So we want to do our own version of this because that was so genius. Those women did such a great job with theirs. You know, some of their takes were controversial. Yeah,
one of them I saw that I liked, they said, he's a 6, but he has your sense of humor. And she was like, definitely an 8.
Only an 8? I mean, I meet a girl with my sense of humor. I feel like it's not rare, but it's powerful.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy, are you ready to get into this? Do you have yours ready?
Yep, I'm ready to go, son.
You do not sound ready to go. I got to be honest. You do not sound ready to go.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm locked in.
You focus, man. You tell Stout to holler, man.
Yup.
All right, so here's my first one. She's a 10, but she chews her food with her mouth open.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You dropped to a 5.
She gets a 5 for that?
Maybe 6. No, if she's a 10, if she's a true 10.
Yeah, she's a 10.
She'll drop to a 6. That's rough for me. I can't do mouth open chewing. I can't do it. I can't do it, Brandon.
I can't do it either, son. I don't blame you. I can't do it either.
All right, let me go with the next one. The one I got. She's an 8, but she has to be babysat when she drinks.
Ooh, she's a 4.
That's terrible. Like,
that's, you gonna handcuff me? I'm trying to enjoy myself and I'm handcuffed because you can't control yourself? You're a 4.
And don't know how to act.
You're a weak 4. You're not even a strong 4. You're a weak 4.
Okay, I'll see it.
All right, she's a 9, but she went to and roots for Pitt.
Be honest with you, she's still a 9 in my book. I mean, I hate Pitt with a passion, but I can compartmentalize, my friend. I can compartmentalize.
I don't know. I met a girl once, and like her and I vibe, we clicked, and she was like, I see your names. I also hate Pitt. She's like, I went to Pitt. And I was like, I mean, she still was fly, but she's more like a 7.5 fly.
All right. Look, I'm just letting you know, J-Fiend's barometer meter don't change a bit with that. Like, I understand what you're saying. I rock with Mountaineer Nation. I am one of Mountaineer Nation. But look, I'm be honest with you, Brandon. These different categories. These are two totally different subjects.
All right.
Well, what if she is a 9, but she posts selfies every day?
Still a 9. Don't care. I can get over it. It's not my problem. That's the people who follow her's problem.
No, because I feel like posting a selfie every day, I don't care who you are, says something about you. It tells me something about you and how you feel about yourself. I'm sorry. She drops to a 7 for me.
I mean, I hear you. I'm just telling
every
you.
Every like, day,
you,
Brandon?
You with the pit category is me with the selfie category. She's still a 9. I can get over the selfies. I mean, we could talk about that.
I mean, it also says she loves attention.
But also, let me ask you this. What kind of selfies are we talking about, Jay?
No, I'm just talking about selfies. They're not super ridiculous, but they're selfies.
Yeah, she's
they're
still
selfies,
9.
Brandon.
Yeah, she's still 9.
That don't tell you about something. Like, I feel like that there's something in her that can affect the relationship because of the way she feels about herself if I see selfies every day.
No, I agree. But she's still 9, so that's how I feel.
All right. Go ahead.
All right, she's an 8, but she's funnier than you.
That's a good one. She's an 8, but she's funnier than me. Nah, she goes up to a 9. I like that.
Yeah, that's good. 9's good. I'm saying at least a 9 for me because humor, sense of humor is a big deal.
All right. Well, Brandon, what if she's a 7, but she has a really annoying laugh?
Oh, she's a 4. I can't do it. It's like Seinfeld. It's an episode of Seinfeld, literally, where he meets a girl who has a terrible laugh and he just can't deal with it. Or even for some of y'all who love Friends, it's Janice all over again. I can't do the laugh.
No.
I'm a dude who likes to make jokes. I'm going to be held captive because you got a terrible laugh? No way. I can't do it. 4.
And I'm not going to be uncomfortable around my boys and all my friends the first time they meet you. And then I know the laugh is coming and I'm going to have all this anxiety. Because my boys got sense. They ain't going to say nothing. But I'm going to see all their eyes and all eyes are going to register together. And you just got to take it. No, I can't do it. Can't do it, homie.
All right, son, here's one that's it tests your securities. Tests where you are, like, you know, how you feel about you. She's a 6, but she makes $500,000 a year.
She is now a 9.
A 9? Are you kidding me? $500,000 a year, Jeremy?
Brandon, but if she's a 6, you can't be a 10.
Yes, you sure Brandon, can.
You can't be a 10. A 9 is really good on Brandon. 9 is really high.
She's a 10.
9 is really good.
Jeremy, we are living my life. I'm living how I was born to live. I'm living how I'm supposed to live. She making $500,000 a year. She's a 10, and I'm not even dating her. We're getting married. We're going to Vegas. The Elvis Chapel is going down right then and there. She's a 10.
That's absolutely incorrect. Because when you run your boys, no, that's absolutely incorrect. Because when you run your boys, you won't be saying, yeah, but you make $500,000 a year every conversation.
I won't have to tell them. The signs will be there.
Yes.
They'll see the whip I'm driving. They'll see the house I'm living in. They will see the booze I'm drinking. Johnny Walker Blue only, son.
Yeah. Hey. I'll give her a 9. I don't know. I may even go 8.5. I mean, it means a lot. Don't get me wrong. It means a lot.
You know what's funny, Jeremy? Do you know what's funny about this?
If she was a 7, then she could be a 10. But Brandon, you can't come from 6.
Jeremy, I'm telling you. They did a study and it showed that a man will gain impact. He will increase he will increase how appealing he is based on how much money he makes. But for a woman, that's what I'm about to say. For a woman, it almost does not matter at all. Men do not care. They'll date the waitress, they'll date the CEO. They don't care. We don't care.
That's what I'm saying.
You just proved it.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I'm a rare breed, son. Call me Wild Turkey. I'm a rare breed.
IG. I don't have any more. I had three. I thought you were going to mention some from the TikTok, but that's okay.
I got another one. She is a 9, a solid, legitimate 9. But we got to call her Hal because her breath stinks.
Oh, no way, Brandon.
I mean, she's a solid, legitimate 9.
Here's the thing. That is the biggest turnoff. Not the biggest, but it's a huge turnoff that her breath stinks. But that is one of the rare things that you can work on. You know? Chew some gum. You ever tried gum? 35 cents a pack. Winterfresh. Boom. Knock yourself out.
Jeremy.
You know what I mean?
Jeremy, gum does not work. You know good and well, it ain't nothing but doo-doo mints when somebody chewing gum.
No, there's some stuff you could do. Like, I feel like that's work-on-able. work-on-able. It's just like you know, I haven't said, all right, fine, we'll hit this. Let's say she's an 8, but she can't dress.
Ooh, she's a 6.
See, you say that, but that's a work-on-able.
I don't know, Jeremy. What happens if I can't meet her, if I'm not there with her? She's out shopping or she's at home. We got like last second invitation to do something and she's going to dress herself. I can't be responsible. It's like babysitting somebody who drinks too much.
But let's see. I mean, if she's open to it, look, you could hook somebody. You could dress somebody. You can help them put their outfits together. I've seen people who cannot dress at all, who've got with somebody else. I'm not saying they're the baddest dressers ever. But they're pretty good. I mean, they're pretty solid. Like, that's a work on our boy.
All right. Well, look, that was our stance. I put a tweet out there, the Raspy Voice Kids, it was me this time, who said she's a 10, but she doesn't listen to the Raspy Voice Kids. What's that mean to you, Jay?
Actually, I don't care. 10.
She's still a 10.
She's still a 10.
She's still a 10. We can work on that. And also, I don't care either. I don't care if she listens. I don't care. So that's ours. We did ours. If you haven't checked it out, go check it out. There are multiple versions of it now, but there were great ones on TikTok. The original is the best one, in my opinion. They asked some good, spontaneous questions, people answering on the fly. It's a real deep dive into the psyche of dating. And it really tells us about women versus men, because men and women, we don't decide these things the same way. So check it out. But that is Pop Culture from the Raspy Voice Kids. Once again, I'm Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt. You were listening to J.N. Fiend. We are on to 5 on it.
Raspy Voice!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course, the best fans in the country, all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast.
We back again. JN Fiend, Jeremy Phoenix. I'm in the building, in the booth. I'm here with my brother,
Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt.
And we are the Raspy Voice Kids, baby. 5 on it. Brought to you by Jordan Ty Curry and the Raspy Voice Kids. Let's get to the 5 questions.
What's up, RVK fans? This is your host, Jordan Tycuri, for the segment of I Got Five on It with the Raspy Voice Kids. The Raspy Voice Kids have five fill-in-the-blank answers, so let's start off with the first blank. The new alternate uniforms are blank.
Fire. Not just the emoji, almost literal fire. Jeremy, I love almost everything about these uniforms, from the roadmap, the country roads, the flying WV within the state on the helmets, the fact that they are white that could be paired with gold socks, and we can get to that later on when we go in. The only thing I don't like, the only reason they aren't actually on fire, is the font. But besides that, Jeremy, I love these jerseys. I love that they say West Virginia across the chest. I love that they are icy. I love that they remind me of the throwback to Rasheed Marshall beating Virginia Tech and Pat White's final game. I love them. I love them. I love them. Fire.
I think the uniforms are stimulating interest in West Virginia. We saw on ESPN, Instagram, TikTok, talking about it, seeing it, stimulating to the recruits. Because that's who you're targeting. That's who loves it more than anybody. Stimulating to the players and the fans to see something new. It's stimulating. It's awesome.
Number two, Javon Carter coaching for TBT Best Virginia will be blank.
Wonderful. It's wonderful to have somebody who means so much to the program come back and support the alumni in a tournament. It means wonderful things for Javon Carter to be able to get his coaching career started early, because with his knowledge of the game, his work ethic and intensity, he will not be gone from it long, even when he retires far into the future. This is wonderful.
I think it's a family reunion. Who we introducing? Who we introducing? Javon Carter being there is a family reunion. It's great that he's going to be there on the sideline. Now, am I going to sit here and tell you that he has more basketball acumen than all these other players who've played overseas, who've been, you know, in tap with some of the NBA coaches? No, I'm not going to say that at all. I think the thing that's a blessing is him to be there with his brothers for the TBT, the alumni. These dudes are brothers, and it's great that they're back again. I think the best thing is just the viewpoint standpoint. The whatever you want to call it, the optics of him being there and the morale that he brings to the team. I don't know if his coaching, I don't know nothing about his coaching. You would think that it'd be great, but I don't know nothing about his coaching. But what I do know is that it's just great for morale.
Number three, getting 4-star defensive lineman Justin Benton from Georgia was blank.
Important. It was very important that they got that 4-star, and it was important because we stole him from Georgia. It's important because he's a man in the trenches. It's important because he's a dog. Games are won and lost at the line of scrimmage. And Justin Benton is just another example of what we need if Neil Brown's going to keep his job and if we're going to get to where we want to be. It was important that they got this and they won this and they did it. Our recruiting ranking remains top 20 for the class of 2023. Jeremy, this was important.
Absolutely. Getting Justin Benton was just another brick. Neil Brown looks like he's putting together, he's building this house, this foundation. And another brick has been added. And I say brick in a good way because the dude is 6'2", 200. First of all, ain't no way in the world he's 6'2". Pictures I didn't see him. They list him at 6'2", 275 pounds. But he's a big get for West Virginia. And when we go in, we're going to talk about the teams that were coming after him. Why I think this is such a big get, but it's huge when you're building this program. It's just another brick. It's just another huge brick.
Number four, I have blank interest in Kyrie Irving being a Knick.
I have a lot of interest. Jeremy, if you think I don't want Kyrie Irving to be there for whatever reason you might come up with, you're crazy. I want Kyrie Irving out of Brooklyn into Manhattan. You are in New York. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Are you in the garden? In the garden, Jeremy. In the garden, Sebastian Telfair garden. If we get Kyrie Irving in the garden, win or lose, it's excitement. Win or lose, it's eyes on the TV set. Win or lose, it makes the Knicks interesting. And while I don't think it will matter, because Jim Dolan is still in charge, you are crazy. Jeremy, I am very excited. I'm a lot interested in Kyrie Irving being in New York, wearing the white, blue, and orange. I cannot wait. If that would happen, I will be ecstatic.
I have no interest. I don't care. I just don't care. Brandon, I just don't care. I've seen this before. I've seen Stephon Marbury come to New York. I've seen Carmelo Anthony come to New York. Now, neither one of those players are Kyrie Irving, but they do play more games than Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is only half checked in. He's spectacular when he's there, but I've seen him go to Boston and do nothing. I've seen him be in Brooklyn and do nothing. I've had too many players come to New York that I've been jacked and excited about that nothing materializes. And he seems like just another one who's not fully checked in. I couldn't care less. And more importantly, what are you going to have to give up to get Kyrie? Not going to be worth it. But like you said, it doesn't matter as long as Jimmy Dolan's there.
You understand that he could opt out and be a free agent. We don't have to give up anything.
Okay, even if he does that, how much do you trust him? Brady, he was with Boston. He's with this nucleus. And now they're in the championship without him. Addition by subtraction.
Yeah,
like there's more than just like on the court. One of the baddest boys in the NBA. Period. Point blank. One of the best dribblers. Scores. Confidence. Stink defense, but no effort at all on defense. But to bring him to the Garden, he's just. I don't know. It feels like another Stephon Marbury, another Carmelo Anthony, somebody to put butts in seats, but not win any games or not win enough games.
Number 5. I think West Virginia blank appreciate Don Nealon enough.
I feel West Virginia does appreciate Don Nealon enough. Why do I say that? Because while Don Nealon is the father of modern era West Virginia football, while Don Nealon brought all the clout that he brought to West Virginia football, he didn't produce any major award winners. Don Nealon didn't produce any national championships, even though he got very, very close twice. Don Nealon gets the credit and respect from the fans that he deserves. His exit was unceremonious, but what he's had since has been wonderful. Rich Rod didn't want much to do with him, but Dana brought him back. Rich Rod didn't want much to do with him, but Dana brought him back, as did Neil Brown, as has Neil Brown. He's been associated and affiliated with the program in the way that a coach of his stature deserves to be. I think that we do appreciate him the way that we should.
I agree with you 100%. Now, this question was brought to my attention by Tyler Davis on Twitter. Shout out to Tyler Davis. But I think we do. I think for the old heads, they definitely do. They definitely talk about Don Nealon and that Nealon feeling and some of the teams. And I feel like they give him his flowers. For the younger generation who doesn't really know him, what do you expect to see more tweets about him? Like, this dude, he coached, 30 years ago for West Virginia? 32 years ago? Yeah, I mean,
his last season was the 99 season, I believe.
So, I mean, I'm saying it's been a lot of years. So if you're expecting to see stuff all over social media, that's not how it rolls. These younger kids don't know him. These millennials don't really know him like that. I mean, they know who he is. But as for the old head dudes, I feel like he does get enough love. I feel like he gets his flowers. I think he's respected very much. And I think that's expressed enough. That's my opinion, though.
Yeah, it's my opinion, too. Like, my thing is, I don't think he's statue worthy, Jeremy. And no. I think there are people who feel like he's statue worthy, which is why they say he's not getting his due.
But there you have it. 5 questions, 5 answers. I got 5 on it is a wrap. Let's go in. Next segment.
Wrap it, boys!
I'm going in. That's right, a new segment. We are going in. And we're going to go hard. We're going to go all the way in. Jeremy J.N. Phoenix, I'm here with my brother Brandon. I also hate Pitt Phoenix. And we're going in to talk a little bit about what's been going on. One of the biggest things, one of the hottest things, everybody's been talking about it. We mentioned it I got 5 on it, are the new uniforms. Finally. Brandon, when's the last time we had new uniforms? With the Cole Rush? Cole Rush, but
we didn't have Cole Rush. We had new uniforms like 3 years ago. They came out with basically. It wasn't time for us to have new uniforms right now. To be honest,
I forgot the dark and dusty. The dark and dusty ones, the gray ones. But I always think of back when the with Noel Devine, with Jock Sanders. I don't even know what the name of them were, but they had like the yellow canary shoes
They were called the Nike Combat Pro Combat.
Yeah, Nike Pro Combat. Which were dope, which were real dope. So for us to get these new uniforms, first of all, I did not see it coming. Should have, you know what? I kind of expected something at some point, but I didn't know it was going to drop anytime soon. I'm just thoroughly happy, Brandon, that we actually have something new, because I feel like this generates excitement. All the buzz, all the talking that you've seen going on, the Mountaineer media is doing wonderful this offseason. They're killing it this offseason, and these new uniforms only help it. The unveiling looks dope. What did you think about it?
Oh, I loved it. Like I've been saying, the WVU social media team has been crushing the offseason. Like all the hype, you would expect this team to be Heisman contender, national championship contender, the way they put out all the things they put out. And like you said, it's not just Mountaineer Nation showing love. It's national recognition from ESPN to multiple accounts that cover college football on Twitter, on Instagram, just showing love to this new uniform release. One, it was unexpected. Like you said, it should have been expected. I don't think so necessarily. They kept it under wraps, Jeremy. There was no reason to expect we were going to get special uniforms to play Pitt. But I'm glad that we did. And they absolute home run. Absolute home run in what they're trying to accomplish for a road alternative uniform.
I love the picture. Like we're talking about the media, West Virginia media. They had the picture with the dude in the new uniform holding the state flag, and it says Q Country Roads. But the caption is, it's not just a song, it's a statement.
Yep.
I love it, Brandon. I love it more than anything. Because we only play that song after we win. So when you, like they say, when you hear Country Roads, you know it's too late.
Yep.
What's your favorite thing about the new uniform?
The roadmap. Without question, the country. Well, that's okay. Let me take that back. I don't know. I love the roadmap. I love the country roads. That is just such a real and unique, very unique, specific to West Virginia touch. But also the flying WV in the state is much better than the old logo that had WVU in the state with a stupid oval. I never liked that. I don't like wearing those old throwback helmets. I love these current helmets. So I'm going to go helmets. I think the helmets are the best.
The helmets are by far the dopest part of this uniform, period, point blank. Matter of fact, when we were at the Sugar Bowl, when we beat Georgia at the Sugar Bowl, I remember I had bought a hat, all white hat, and on the front was that exact logo. The state, and then the flying WV inside it. I couldn't be more proud to be in Atlanta rocking it and to see it on a helmet with the stripes, especially what they did with the color. It could have been blue on the outside and gold in the middle when it comes to the stripe of the helmet, but no, they went the other way. Either way, I think that helmet is so dope. Now, there's some things I don't like about the entire uniforms, but I love the fact that they have the ambition to go out and do it. Not only just do it, but do it for the Pitt game to help energize this entire fan base, to energize the players, the coaches, and everybody involved. I love it so much. But the one single thing that was the best, no question in my eyes, was definitely the helmets. What was your drawback?
The drawback, I don't like the font. I've never liked the font since it came out 3 or 4 years ago. I just don't like the way the numbers look. I don't like the way the letters look. I like that West Virginia is across the chest. I just wish the font was different. I don't know which font I would go with. I just know I don't like this font as much. That's the drawback for me. I hope these players have enough swag, which we say too much. Maybe it's too late to be using it, but you know what I mean. They got enough style, enough pizzazz. They got enough of whatever to know how to pair their socks, their cleats, their sleeves to go with these uniforms, because this is a great opportunity to, as Deion Sanders says, you look good, you play good. You play good, or you look good, you feel good. You feel good, you play good. So hopefully that's what we get out of these guys accessorizing what they're wearing.
Oh, and no doubt, there are going to be some dudes who look dope in their unis, and there's going to be some dudes who look mad weak and cheesy, not weak, but just cheesy what they do. But that's part of playing football, man. You got the haves and haves not have nots. And that's how I pick my favorite players. Not only how good are they on the field, but you also have to look dope in your gear. So I am kind of excited to see who has a little bit of set style about themselves come September 1st in Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I'm excited.
Let's talk about another thing. Yeah. Let's talk about another thing that I've noticed on Twitter. I don't know how long it's been going on, but Brandon, I just peeped this and it hit me. So there are certain people who will take shots at Mountaineer coaches or players and go hard. And we always expect these coaches or players to be the bigger men, to turn the other cheek, to say they're not paying attention. There is one man who will not let it go. There is one man who is the defender of those who want to take the high road. Brandon, I've noticed that our boy, Eric Martin, in the building, Brandon, he won't be letting nothing go. He's there. Now, he may not check people specifically, but I see him all the time on Twitter releasing Huggins stats. How many games Huggins won? How many times he's been to the postseason? He is constantly on this crusade so people know. Watch your mouth, because this man, you should watch your mouth when you're talking about him, because he's accomplished too much. Have you noticed that?
Yes. He's made it a point every Friday to make the stats known. The comparison between the pre-Huggins era and the Huggins era. The difference between West Virginia University with Bobby Huggins and West Virginia University without Bobby Huggins. And he makes some good points. Voice of Morgantown decided they were going to come strong with theirs directly in his thread, and he checked them too. Eric Martin is not having it, Jeremy. Now, some people will say it's self-serving, because if Huggs is there, then Eric Martin has a job. But I'm here to tell you, Eric Martin's just a dude who keeps it real. I done kicked it with him before in lots of different environments. The man just keeps it real. This is how he feels, and I'm glad he's expressing it.
No, and like they always say, Every team needs a junkyard dog. In the words of Jalen Rose, every team needs somebody who's going to take the charge. Who's going to take the charge?
100%.
Yeah, there you go. For Golden State, that's Draymond Green. He's checking everybody. You know, he was in everybody's face because that's what his team needed. And it's the same thing with the Mountaineer coaching staff. Eric Martin got everybody's back. He is the Draymond Green of the Mountaineer coaching staff. For every action, there's an opposite but equal reaction.
Look at you dropping.
And Eric Martin is making, you know, and Eric Martin is making sure that everybody is feeling him. I love it. Keep doing it. Put on for your coaches, your friends, your boys, and yourself, ultimately. I love it. Now, we talked about this a little bit earlier. We kind of touched on it. But Tyler Davis, he put out a tweet saying that he doesn't feel like Mountaineer Nation appreciates Don Nealon enough. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this show, you should know. Now, if you're not a Mountaineer fan, Don Nealon is a Hall of Fame legendary Mountaineer coach. I can't remember how many years he coached here, but his stats, he had 149 wins, 2 undefeated seasons, 6 AP top 25 finishes. He went to the national championship, but he put the West Virginia program on the map. He's the one who really changed things. He's the one who really, like we said, put us there, that people recognize who the old Golden Blue were actually. Do you feel like, Brandon, do you feel like we give him his flowers?
I feel like we do, Jeremy. He's been recognized and acknowledged at Mountaineer Field multiple times since he left. They bring him out. They have him part of the program. They try to include him. Dana did it. Neil did it. Now, Rich Rod didn't, but you can think about the fact that he was trying to distance himself from the old regime, trying to build something new on his own. I feel like he could have done that integrating Don Nealon with the program. But nonetheless, since then, Don Nealon has been a major part of what West Virginia does. I think he gets his flowers. Like, I don't know what else people really want. I know there are some people who want there to be a statue. I used to say build the statue, but I'm not that big on building a statue with no national championships, with no Heismans, with no national coach of the years. I don't know what you want to give Don Nealon, because while he did put us on the map, what do we look like making a monument of a man who didn't accomplish the ultimates? Now, I love what he did, and I'm grateful for what he did, but I think we give him what he deserves, and he earned.
I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, what else do you want us to do? Like, what else do people want us to do? With Tyler Davis, I'm not coming at you, but like literally, like what do you want done for Don Nealon that you feel like Mountaineer Nation hasn't done? You know what, Brandon? This feels like sometimes when people mess up themselves, they want to put everybody in the group like, yo, man, we went out there and we dropped that game winning pass. Nah, we didn't drop no pass. You dropped the pass. What, you got a mouse in your pocket?
Yep.
So I feel like Tyler Davis, maybe he's just grouping us all in the air, baby. Nah, G, you didn't appreciate Don Nealon. I don't know if you just watched some tapes. I don't know if you just saw his stats, but you never appreciate him the way he deserved to be appreciated. Don't try to put us all on the same ship as it goes down. Nah, I got a lifeboat. You going down by yourself. Just keep playing the violin. You'll be all right.
Yep, I'm with you.
Just so funny. It's just so funny when you look at that. Let's also talk about, all right, first of all, we are not talking about the NHL because don't nobody care. The Rangers are out. Your team, Brandon, the Rangers are out. So we don't we don't have to worry about them suckers anymore. By the way, real quick, Brandon, all your teams outside of West Virginia, because we know West Virginia has broken your heart more than anybody. Outside of West Virginia, what team has hurt your heart the most outside of West Virginia?
The Knicks.
Without a question.
The Knicks, game 7 against Houston, we should have won. John Starks goes 2-for-18. After the game, he tried to kill himself, tried to shoot himself, but he missed. That's how bad it was. The jokes were flowing. My heart was broken. Jeremy, the Knicks. Allen Houston making a run. Larry Johnson with the 4-point play. All that kind of stuff led to nothing. No titles, no championships, no Ewing coronation, nothing. The Knicks, without question,
I mean, Michael Jordan,
the Mountaineers.
Michael Jordan is out of the league. And Patrick Ewing, you're going to miss a finger roll against the Indiana Pacers to win the series. A finger roll. When you should have dunked. Without a shadow of a doubt. I don't know. It doesn't even compare. I don't think there's another team that's even close. It's West Virginia by far, in a way. Then it's the Knicks. But that was just a random question. I don't know why. That just jumped into my brain. Speaking of the NBA, Brandon, the Golden State Warriors win another championship. 4 out of 8 years. I think 4 out of 8 years. Anyway, 4 out of 8 years, they win one without Kevin Durant. Now, of course, Brandon, like, you can't even wait 4 seconds after championship before people literally have to start bringing up nonsense. Can't let people just enjoy the championship. Can't just appreciate what they did. Immediately, they got to be like, oh, well, Kobe had. Oh, well, Jordan had. Oh, well, and now what they're doing is they're comparing Steph to LeBron. Does that make sense?
Well, the comparison makes sense because LeBron has 4 titles and Steph has 4 titles. The comparison makes sense because they've played in multiple NBA final series against one another. The comparison makes sense up till that point. After that point, it doesn't make any sense because LeBron's one of the all-time great defenders and Curry is not anywhere near that list. LeBron carried teams that had no business being in the finals to the finals. Steph Curry is blessed with a great organization, great teammates that allow his greatness, because he is great, to be displayed. So, to me, there's no comparison except for the fact that there is parallelism, if that's even a word, parallelism. There are parallels between the two as far as being contemporaries and having faced off.
Yeah. I think, you know, I'm going to borrow some of Jalen Rose, but I agree 100%. What Steph Curry did by winning this, he jumped Kevin Durant on the all-time great list. And I think he's top 15. I think he's definitely top 15. The question is, everybody will say top 10. Who are you taking outside the top 10? It's not about how great somebody is. It's who else are you taking outside the top 10? Now, here's the thing. I do not think Steph Curry's LeBron. I do think he shows a something different than what he did in the other championships. Like, there was deficiencies in his game that I saw when he played more athletic players. I remember when Russell Westbrook used to guard him way back. He used to have trouble with it. And I remember looking and being like, yo, he's being shut down. This year was a different monster. He had a different hunger. He was stronger. And even with the coaching, giving him more screens, he was a different player. This year, I think, sent him into the top 15 because he really showed me something different. But do not be a product of the moment. Do not be captivated by the moment. We are in the moment right now. And the toughest thing to do is make a clear decision when you're in the moment. So people, they remember the last thing they saw. And what that was Steph going off of 43 in game four to save the series, then also playing such a great game while the other stars and the Celtics were withering away or shrinking up. But don't get it twisted. Steph is a great player, an all-time great player. And in my words and my thoughts, he's the best normal human being to ever lace up basketball shoes. And when I say normal human being, I'm talking about people under 6 foot four, 6 foot five, people who look like us. He's what, 6'2", maybe 6'3", which normal human being, there's never been a better normal human being playing basketball than Stephen Curry.
Yeah, I agree. I struggle a little bit calling him a normal human being, only from the standpoint, like you said, he's 6'3 by some measurements. And he is the child of an NBA star. Like, he's not just like some guy off the street. Allen Iverson was like 5'11. They listed him at 6'1, but most people will say he was like 5'11. But he was also a freak of nature athletically. So I hear what you're saying. And there are a lot of people who do that. If you want to make the number 6'4 under 6'4, then yeah, you're right. He's the greatest anybody under 6'4. But as far as normal human beings,
he's not, especially if you add to the fact of he's not ridiculously athletic. He's not jumping an elbow above the rim.
No.
He is quick. Don't get it twisted, but he's not Allen Iverson quick. He's not Kyrie Irving quick.
No, he's not.
A lot of his stuff, and don't get me wrong, he had the finest things because his father was a basketball player, but a lot of his stuff came from hard work.
Hard work, but there is something to be said for hand-eye coordination, for his release being as quick as it is. That's not normal. Like, most people can't do what, I mean, a lot of it is training, but some of that is just natural, innate talent.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, you can't teach being 6'6". You can't teach jumping an elbow above the rim. You can't teach being super lightning quick. I'm not saying you could teach everything as Steph does. I'm just saying when we look at him, we identify with him more than we've ever identified with another great. Think about that top 10 list I talk about. You got like Kareem and Magic and LeBron and Jordan and Kobe and Bird, all 6'6", 6'6", and above.
Yeah, I agree.
So anyway, I totally agree. That's all I got for this week. That's what I want to get off my chest. Talk to Big Brother about I Also Hate Pitt. Brandon, you got anything else?
Nah, I'm good, man. We done.
We out. RVK, get at us.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.